Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
That's what it seems like to me.
Hey, you know, see, you know what the problem is? Wrong answer. Wrong motherfucking answer. All right, well, Texas, you know what? Since y'all don't want to talk about it, I'll
No, I have a question.
Well, okay, you better stop me, because I'm finna get to go, man, law number 22.
Okay, my question is completely off of man law topic. Completely.
Well, I'll try to go with it anyway.
Okay, my question is a sexual question. Oral sex. Is oral sex good just because it's oral sex, or does the person and how they do it matter?
Oh, it definitely how they do it. Now, I don't know about y'all, but As far as being go, if you in there, you down there, and I feel your teeth and you scraping me and all, no, stop it. Just stop. Don't even do it.
Well, that's obvious.
I'm saying, I mean, then you got the hollow mouth. I hate that. Do not hollow mouth me. That's the worst thing you do. Huh?
What the hell is that?
The hollow mouth. You know, when the woman open their mouth like a big O, and they don't really want to suck the dick. The only thing you really feeling is their lips, because they got their mouth holded up like a O, like so you really ain't feeling no tongue, no jaws, no nothing. You ain't feeling the roof, nothing. You just feeling just the lips. That's all you can feel is the lips. That's the hollow mouth. Don't hollow mouth.
Okay. Janine?
Oh, I get nut satisfaction from oral sex because, I don't know, when I'm sucking dick, it just makes me wet. That's all I need to do to get me going is to suck some dick. But it's the way, I don't know, when I suck dick, I try to have my mouth like a suction cup. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm sorry. Please continue.
So I try to get it as tight as possible.
Well, I mean, what about on the receiving end? Do it feel good just because it is what it is? You know what I'm saying? If somebody's mouth is down there or the...
No. No, everybody is different. Everybody is different. I've had the best and the worst.
Okay. Okay.
And they have to know what they do. I'm not going to say that even the worst was like, I've just had better. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, basically, your point is to come, correct? You know, some people's not gonna make you come. You know what I mean? By going down, they try to act like they know what they're doing, but they don't. So, a lot of them, they just wanna play around with the clit and stuff like that. They don't get into it. You have to I be want people to like press their face against my stuff.
You just want a motherfucker coming up looking like a damn. You just want a motherfucker face look like a glazed donut. That's all. That's all that is.
Cause I need to feel the pressure. Cause if it's just your lips on it, you know what I'm saying? You got to put pressure on it.
Is that no. Okay? All right. I'm feeling that. Cause I mean, I've been known to hit it, like, you know, put the pressure on that, like. But then at the same time, a lot of men be feeling like, well, shit, I mean, damn, what the fuck you want me to do, bite this motherfucker?
I don't even know how to really explain it. It's just like,
I mean, I understand
know.
What you're saying. I'm understanding what you're saying because a lot of motherfuckers, that's like when y'all get to pushing our head, like, farther in and...
Mm-hmm.
But then my thing is this. If if we push y'all head down to the point that y'all gag, we know to let go because you're gagging.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't breathe, motherfucker, let my head go. If you feeling me pulling up and you steady pushing that mother, don't do that. Don't do that.
That'll be the last time, bitch. That'll be the last time.
Right. I'm going to bite you.
Okay, you as a man on the receiving end, on the giving end, obviously, you know what I'm saying, you don't do that to everybody you ever been with, but who you did decide to do that to, you know what I'm saying, was there a difference in your technique or is it just shit?
You know what? Now, I'm going to tell you, when I was young, I was taught spell alphabets on that. By the time you get to Z, she be coming everywhere.
Mm-mm.
Now, of course, I got older and I perfected my technique a little bit better. But in the beginning, yeah, I used to actually just spell alphabet. I'd always get confused around elemental P, though. How the fuck do this go? Elemental P.
Oh, so, okay. But is there a difference, you know what I'm saying, between, or is it just the same old, same old, same old? Or do it, who it is matter how you do it?
Yeah. I mean, you got to figure if a motherfucker a lightweight, you can pull a motherfucker up. I mean, it's all different type of ways, but you got to figure out the niche in it. Some people might not like the over aggressive. Some people like shit, like she said, put your whole face in it.
Like me, I don't like for people to stick their fingers in my pussy. A lot of people want to do that, especially women. And they think, because some women like that. You know what I'm saying? So they think all women like that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
But you know what? What I have noticed is that women, roughhouse women, really,
mm-hmm.
It's like, damn, when you're seeing two women, the woman really roughhouse the other woman. Why is that?
Well, probably she's the more dominant, the more aggressive of the partner. You know what I'm saying? I guess it goes like anything else. She the man in the scenario.
No, that's just it. It could be a man now, but the motherfucker still, she want to rough out. Like, what, man, you supposed to have a contest in this? You trying to show how macho you are? Really?
Maybe she's really into the woman.
Yeah, but you don't want a motherfucker roughhousing you, do you? Not another woman.
No. I mean, what do you mean by roughhousing? Doing exactly what?
Okay. I think they have a tendency. Now, this is just my opinion. I think when it's girl-on-girl action,
mm-hmm.
I mean, unless it's somebody that you know that you really know and y'all motherfuckers have really been through this, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think, usually when it's a threesome, it seems to me like it's always that girl that's always trying to do that extra to impress. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
what are you, what are you doing?
I don't know.
You know, she
yeah.
want, like you said, she want to stick her fingers in there. She
yeah.
want to get the jugging, and then she want to lick, then she want to, pop it in. God, wait a minute, calm down. Then you looking at your girl laying there like, this bitch killing me. And us as men, we some dog-ass motherfuckers. We ain't going to stop her. Hey, you too rough with her.
Mm-hmm.
We not going to stop them. We going to just sit back and, we going to look.
You ain't saying nothing. Why should I? Shit.
All right. Look what the cat dragged in, y'all. It's good old father time.
What's happening, dog?
Hello.
What's up, dog?
Shit. A little under the weather, man. I took a day off, so.
Hey, man, you just started. How in the hell are you taking a day off?
I'm sick, man.
You should be used to that Minnesota weather by now.
Right.
It's cold in the motherfucker,
you know,
man.
Make,
it was like...
You know, they make you come to work regardless of whatever going on.
Fuck that. It's like negative 22, man. Fuck that.
I mean, you don't work outside.
Man, I took a fucking day off. Shit, I worked 6 days last week, so fuck it. The eight extra hours I had last week could cover the day.
Mm.
And I gotta work on Saturday.
Great work, great work, acting.
I know, man. I mean, you know, nowadays, man, you know, they don't want you to come to work sick anyway because you get everybody else sick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They prefer you to stay at home when you're sick. Straight up. What's going on, peoples? What's happening?
You know, networking, politics, like we always do about this time.
All right. Well, I texted you earlier, man. You must have to get my shit.
Yeah, I got it. Well, it was a little bit later, but I got it.
All right. So what's the business? What's the topic?
Oh, man. Well,
I archived yesterday's show, man, with the man laws.
You like that, man?
Some of those was pretty good, man. Some of those was pretty good.
Okay, we're not going to get started on that. Liquor store's question. We were discussing. Whatever.
I just know that one. Do you think I'm fat in this?
Are you still going to keep on talking?
That's a good one. That was a good one,
okay.
Man.
Oh, thank you, brother. I tried my best.
I mean, it was everyday questions, so I was like, damn, that's true. Why do you get mad when I say the truth? But anyway, that was yesterday, day to day.
Right.
What was the question?
There's another man. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. Oral sex. Is oral sex just good because it's oral sex, or does who is giving it to you, you know what I'm saying, and how they do it matter just as much as the fact that it's just oral sex?
No, how they do it matters big time.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you don't want nobody down there that ain't really. I mean, I don't want you down there if you don't want to be down there, because you ain't gonna give me your best. You know what I mean? If you really don't want to do it, you ain't gonna really try that hard. It's like a chore. That's just my opinion.
Okay, and then
I want somebody that's gonna put some work in.
Okay, and then on the giving end, when you doing it to somebody, do you just, is it, you know what I'm saying, same old, or, like, does the person that you giving it to, you know, does that change your technique? Like, you know what I'm saying, I'm digging her or whatever, so, you know what I'm saying, she get a little something different than the one you just, like, a little bit, you know?
If I don't want to be down there, I ain't going to give it my all. I ain't going to even lie.
I said,
Just enough.
They don't like going down anyway, so that, you know, they only gonna do it for a second, or, you know, they only gonna do just a little bit.
Yeah, Atlanta, it's gotta be your birthday.
Let me say this.
You straight.
Let me say this. Nah, I'm not going to go with that far. But you are true. I don't know. I think it's a man thing that you, man, like, okay, all right, fuck it, I'm going to do it. But now, I'm going to tell you the best, and ladies, y'all got to agree, the best that y'all get is when y'all don't pressure us into it. Because when we
exactly.
do decide, well, fuck it. Let me go down here. Let me show her what I can really do. Man, motherfucker,
right.
You climbing up the wall. But when you like, oh, can I get mine, eight? I perform
better when you don't ask me. If you ask me, I ain't gonna give you my all. But if you don't ask me and I go down there, shit, it's like Space Mountain.
No, look, so the best is when, before you even eat that motherfucker, like, I will eat your pussy. The motherfucker that just loves to eat pussy, them the motherfuckers that they gonna do the damn thing.
But that, and then that's because they know that they dick game ain't that all that tight.
Well, that's all right. I could go to somebody else for the dick game.
But, I mean, you ain't finna get up and leave as soon as I finish. Your tug game. Well, let me call Ralph over here. Hello?
Sometimes that's all they be wanting to do.
Okay, now let me. All right. You know what? Now,
that's true.
I got an honest question.
Hold on, dog.
I'm saying. I got a question, though. I want to ask y'all. Like, what else? Now, with the exception of Waylo, you know, when motherfucker bust that first nut, motherfucker, hey, he like, okay, all right. I mean, are y'all the same way?
No.
Women? No, we not like that. Mm-mm.
So y'all can keep, I mean, you know what? I wish he driving home from I think it was South Carolina, so I ain't gonna interrupt him. But I'm sorry. I want to know what type of, like I said, I want to know what type of rhinoceros piss he drinking.
Now I think in regards to women, it's like we get tired when our stuff starts to get sore. That's when we like, okay, that's enough. You know what I'm saying?
Are you trying to swing the leg around, nigga? Did you realize that it's not self-lubricating like it was when we first started?
Exactly. Okay, that's all right. That's enough. You know, and then you try to go, that's different.
And if you got to spit on it and you got to do all that extra shit, that means we're done here.
I know.
I'm not big on that spitting thing. I'm not big on the spitting thing. That's not my thing. No, don't do that. Don't make that noise.
Yeah, that shit turned me off.
Right. Why you go down? Motherfucker, why'd you just spit on me? The motherfucker got killed for less shit than that. You just spit on me. What you got?
Well, I do know a cat that I know this one cat. He hooked up with we was living in this apartment building. He hooked up with this girl on the third floor, and he went down. Actually, they both said that he went down for like 3 hours.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? 3 hours.
Yes.
So I'm looking at him like, okay, well, when did you fuck? He was like, we didn't. She didn't want to.
That was Tyrone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
You know, this
3 hours.
We gotta call.
He went down on
a
girl for 3 hours.
Mm-mm.
And then he got mad, right, because I was like, you know, I kind of, you know, kind of fuck with him a little bit. So he got mad, and she was just straight busting him out like, shit, I got mine. Did you get yours?
Yeah,
I'm about to.
After that.
I'll be
3 hours, man.
Man, that motherfucker would have been a big mistake, right? If I am going to stay down there 3 hours, I guarantee motherfucking teeth. Oh, I'm tired. You might as well just lay here. You can lay here, you do what the fuck you want, but I'm finna get mine.
Oh, I get this.
Man. He was like, she didn't want to. I'm like, well, why you didn't want to? She was like, because I don't like him like that. I was like, but you like him good enough to let him. He was standing right there. I was like, damn, dog, don't ever do that shit again, man. You just got caught up with the okie doke.
That's just rude.
He said she both like seven. He ain't getting none.
Oh, well, it happens.
Motherfucking done got locked jaw and everything.
That's some bullshit. He said she got let him stop so he can get some water every like every half an hour he can stop and get some water. And then
please.
I was like, hell no.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but after, you know what I'm saying, if you down there and I have the wonderful pleasure of actually coming. Okay, now you need to fuck me because I've had all I can take of that because I'm like, okay. I mean, some people are not like that. Some people are like, shit, I have to do 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, keep it. I don't need them out down there that long. I need some penis now, please.
Yeah, because when I come when somebody eat me out, it's different than when I come from
penetration.
Having sex. Yeah, for penetration.
Yes,
they're
different.
Once I come, when you eat me out, I want you to stop.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If
any
of 3 hours, I'm going to need for you to come up from there a long time ago.
Yeah, so
3 hours, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, that's like half a shift. That's how I can have a shift.
I
heard you say this fucking ass whoop.
That's a long motherfucking time, man.
He's a retarded son of a bitch anyway.
That's a long motherfucking time. See, he was one of them motherfuckers. He loved to do it, man. He got no problems with doing it. See, anybody at any time.
That's why he ain't got no teeth in his mouth now. The motherfuckers done rotted out.
Why wasn't was he that good that she even came? That's what I want to know.
Yes, a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
She kept telling him, I got mine. Did you get yours? He couldn't say shit.
That's just ain't right. You know what, babe?
I'm going to
survey tonight.
You doing what?
I said, I'm going to do a survey tonight. I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, what you asked. So,
cool.
Ain't being me. Fuck it. Let's try something different.
The fuck you calling? You have reached
Hello?
A voicemail, a Sprint voicemail of 219.
Would you shut up? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
All right, this is Cash from Sin City. How's it going, Ms. Indigo?
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much. I mean, I figured, we on the show and we doing a survey, so I figured me being a typical asshole that I be, I said I'm just gonna start calling people randomly. And guess what?
Is that right?
Right. Miss Indigo, I want to know
yes.
something.
What's up?
Oral sex. Do you enjoy it?
Say that again.
Oral sex. Do you enjoy it?
Do I enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's done right. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're having a debate on here. What's your definition of it being done right to you?
Well, done right to me is making me squirt. You can't make me squirt, you think it right. That's me.
Trying to put the motherfuckers out.
Where
you
at?
Do you at least warn them?
Yeah, I give them common courtesy a little bit.
No. Common courtesy is saying I'm coming, not that's not common courtesy.
Well, he gets something.
Okay. What about when it's? I mean, when you going down on him?
What about it?
I mean, is it? Well, I guess the ladies want to know: is it a certain? Well, I don't know. Is it a certain technique that you use?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Everybody got their own little spin on something that they do that's unique from somebody else.
Okay, what's your technique, if I may ask?
What's my technique? I do a little thing with my hand, with my little wrist motion.
Oh, you one of them jackers.
Not really.
All right, I mean, come on. Set it out for me. Didn't think, I'm pretty sure I'm the last motherfucker you thought was going to call you, especially on the show, huh?
Yeah, because I was laying here going to sleep.
Hey, new year bring new things. We doing it big this year. We acting a damn fool.
I see. That's what's up.
Hey,
all
right, so come on.
The show, but your two shows are recording. That means that we have to
watch one
show,
one
of your shows, or we're in the middle of watching the show.
Okay.
So do you want to watch The
Bounce or
The American Asylum, whatever?
Is that
you?
Is that
you,
though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, man?
Oh, my goodness.
Joe forgot the rules of the show since he didn't left, huh, y'all?
Well, I guess so. All
right, not.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
And Miss Indigo, back to you.
Uh-huh.
All right, what's the wrist technique? Explain it to me.
What's the wrist technique?
Yeah, what's the wrist technique?
It's just a thing. I don't know. I don't know if I can explain. It's a thing that I do with my wrist and my mouth and my tongue at the same time. It's, you know, something I can't explain. I just do it better than I can explain it.
Is that right, Miss Pearly?
I ain't Miss Perfect, but I do pretty good.
I said Miss Pearly.
Oh, yeah.
What you talk about, Miss Pearly? Talking about these nuts, Mr. Jones. Nah, anyway, I'm sorry. But, so... That's your technique. All right. I mean, I ain't mad at you. All right, because we have an open forum. So, you know, we just trying to get it in. We trying to get any questions, comments, anything. Since we called you and you said you was half asleep, you know, well, you going to have to wake up because the rest of the show going. But, I mean, anything you want to talk about? Anything you care to talk about?
Oh, my goodness. Nothing comes to mind as of yet.
Don't worry, the show is still early. All right, so now, Liquor Store, you got technique?
I have a technique.
Yeah, do you got a technique?
Shit, suck good dick. I mean, it depends on the dick.
I mean, like, come on, man.
It depends on the dick. It really does, because... I mean, every dick is not the same. So, you know, you can't, if you got a big, you know what I'm saying, colossal, I'm not going to be able to do that the same way that, you know what I'm saying, somebody who is average, you know.
Okay, all right, well, what's the definition of average? How many inches is average?
Oh, average. 6-7 inches of average. 5-6-7.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
No, that's ridiculous. I'm gonna need for you to go on somewhere. I'm not even gonna waste the spit on 2 inches of hard dick.
Okay. Zadane, what about you? What's your technique?
I guess
I guess the suction, you know, I like to work my jaw muscles. So, like, I work them even when I'm not sucking dick. So.
This is fun for just walking around with a cup of ice. What you doing? I'm practicing. I'm getting them ready.
Not a cup of ice.
I do. I chew on ice all day.
See? Nah, see? You come on not ice.
And I work on my jaw muscles. That helps. Makes your jaw muscles real strong. And then, I don't know, I use my tongue, you know, the suction from my mouth. And then, I don't know, I don't gag for some reason. So, you know, I go all the way down. You know.
Okay, so. So can you take a what's your ideal average? What's the ideal average dick?
I think the same like Lucasaw said, 6-7 inches. That's an average at 8. Yeah, I would include 8%. That's an average size.
Okay. Do girth got anything to do with it? I mean, because he could be like 9 inches, but he could be pencil, or he can be like could be like 7-8, but he thick.
Yeah,
that's the one right there.
I think I work better with the thicker ones because of my balls are fat. So I don't know. I guess that's why it's so strong. But
you know what helps too? With having a thick one, don't do it during make your mouth like juicier. Like your mouth stays wetter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with a skinnier one, like I can't work up the spit I need for this. You know what I mean? But with the girthier,
well, now, well, what'll help you with the spit too is if you go when you go all the way down where it seems like you're about to gag, that produces more saliva.
Yeah. That's forced. I like it when it's natural.
Okay. Damn. Indigo, you got something to add on to this?
No, they don't say it. Everything needs to be said.
God damn. That's what I'm talking about.
Damn.
Did you hear that, bro?
Yeah, I heard it, dog.
Damn. I mean, did you hear how so profound they was with it? Like, yeah.
Hey, man. Times change, bro.
Hey.
10 years ago, nobody be talking like this.
Hey, welcome to Sin City. I don't know, man. Let me see if I can find me somebody else. I'm on the roll here. We got Indigo. She was about to go to sleep. Now she telling us the techniques on how to suck a dick.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good way to go to bed, huh? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I know she like, I can't believe these motherfuckers actually called me. All right, let's see if we can get somebody else. I need better
ratings.
Oh,
my goodness.
I know.
I'm determined to find somebody else.
Hello.
Miss Pinky, so hot Pinky. How you doing?
What's this?
This is Cass from Sin City. How are you?
I'm good.
Sleep?
Yeah, I was.
Bro, come on, wake on up. You're on the show now.
No.
Yeah, too late. You're already on the show. Everybody listening to you, so wake up.
Oh, my God.
Go on, slap some water on your face, wake up. You know I'm a jackass anyway, so, I mean, hey.
Oh, my God. Okay, what's up? Why am I on the show? What's up?
Come on, sit up. I need you to sit up. I need you to sit up. Get your head off the pillow.
What's up? What's up? What's the question? Because I already know what the question is.
The question, we're talking about oral sex tonight.
Okay.
So far, we didn't heard all these different techniques, and we just wondered, do you have a special technique?
No, I don't have a special technique. No, I don't.
Just until you choke? What? I mean, come on now. You got to have some type of technique.
Oh, my God. I was so not ready for this. No, I don't. I was not prepared for this at all.
You said what now?
I was not prepared for this at all. I'm not to tell y'all that.
No. Just get yourself together. We'll hold.
No, don't hold. Don't hold. I'm calling y'all back. Peace out.
Now, you do know I'm going to call back, right?
Yeah, okay. Call back.
All right, get yourself together. We will be calling back.
All right.
Just gobble a dick in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
All
right.
I'll get y'all. Let's have some fun. All right, anybody. I'll tell y'all what. Anybody y'all want me to call? Everybody's so scared.
Call Classy.
Call her?
Why not?
You said what now?
I said, yeah, why not?
I didn't hear what you said.
Classy.
Classy?
Yeah, she was on the show last week.
Oh. I wonder if she work here.
Maybe at work. Know, she don't call.
Hey. Wait a minute. I don't know. Hey. You know, ain't nothing but a thing. For me, fuck it. Let's go for it.
Man,
I don't want to get nobody and they talking about, I'm trying to put my kids to bed.
Well, let's see what time it is in New York.
I think they're on the same time we are.
Well, I'm going to check.
So,
yeah, they sure are.
Well, hold on. I need to try to find the number, so we're going to go to a song and and then we're going to come back and we're going to see if we can get Classy online. So let me go to a song real quick. Don't want to just sit here having dead air. Nah, man.
Can take it.
Oh, here we go, right here. Dedicate this to all you ladies. Be right back.
I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish some. ass sex bad, asked her, could I come fuck her? When we act heavy shit, her ass in trouble. Going to beat bass, so that mean no rubber. That's my motherfucking best, nigga, that's how I cut her. We been fucking for a while, that's how we fuck each other. Lord digging in lil' mama, cause it get gutter. Seems like that pussy go to running soon as you touch her. When I get in that pussy, I'm trying to pull a muscle. Ready to come up out the bottle, so I can go fuck her. I can blame it on the liquor if I want a sucker. Know I'm ready to fuck bad, the motherfucker. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish somewhere. I want a nice little baby, who ain't down nothing. I got a taste for some pussy, I feel like fucking. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish somewhere. I want a nice little baby, who ain't down nothing. I got a taste for some pussy, I feel like fucking. In the morning or two in the afternoon, just thinking about that pussy, get me in my mood. Knowing that pussy on his way, get me in my groove. Nothing like a bad bitch, your body smooth. Lay her flat on the bed and look at in the nude. Then fuck on every inch of the whole room. Money first, then pussy, then food. Round fat pussy, it's hard to keep her cool. Gotta turn my head so I won't fucking drool. I can tell when I want it, feel my boxer move. Guess they pussy get wet when they want it too. Good pussy, the worst thing you can ever lose.
I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like I'm fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish somewhere. I want a nice little baby who ain't down nothing. I got a taste for some pussy, I feel like fucking.
All right, y'all, welcome back, welcome back. I like that song. I guess we a little bit too much for our time. We got up out of there.
Oh, well, that song has just got me in the mood.
Dang, that I'm not the greatest Plies fan, but you got to admit, when he be, hey, that's a good fucking song. Indigo, you got a quiet on him. What's up?
Oh, nothing. That was the first time I heard that Plies song. One of them songs, playlist songs.
Hey, I'm finna go put that in my playlist right now. All right, ladies. I mean, I tried to get in touch with her. I'm not getting no response, so maybe she's working. So I'm trying to find some more people. Like I say, I mean, hell, we doing this shit. We doing some new shit this year. Fuck it. We gonna have to. You know what? I'm gonna get from a male's point of view. I wonder. Let's see if this gonna work. I ain't talked to this fool in a minute. Maybe. Just maybe. Hold on, y'all. Might get us one. Let me get him. Might cuss me out. So he gets cussed and we're going to mute him and hang him up. See who we got.
Hello?
Big dog, what's up?
What's up? Who this?
This your boy, man. Damn. You don't know my name no more?
Zach.
Yeah, motherfucker, what's
happening? No, it said New York.
I know, man. I'm calling you for my radio show.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Yeah, I knew your voice, man. What's up, baby?
What's up, man? Hey, say hi to the ladies on the show, dog.
Happy. Hey, what's going on, ladies?
Yeah, say hi to my man, Steve.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, big dog. Check this out, big dog. They got some questions they want to ask. So, you know, we need fellas' opinions. We need males and females' opinions. So I figured, since you're a connoisseur of the sport, they want to know, do you got a pussy-eating technique?
What now?
They said, do you got a pussy-eating technique? Is it a technique for eating pussy?
Yeah. Just chew it. Chew it. Chew it up. Yes, sir. Chew it. And get full. Boy, you crazy. You ain't right, Zach. Yes, sir.
The ladies want to know, man. I figure, shit, I know a connoisseur of it. I know a motherfucker know what he doing. Shit, let me call
him. Oh, yeah. I'm a veteran. I'm a true veteran, yeah. You know, I can really teach you something for real.
I've been there, I've done that.
Yes,
see,
sir.
Now, anybody want to ask any questions?
That's coming from Keebler Steve Brandt. The big dog. All right,
so after you get done, do you want to penetrate too, or you know, are you just satisfied with the oral and you can be done with it?
I could be satisfied with just that, you know, because you know I'm gonna get lying regardless. You know, I want you to be happy, or her, or it. I want that person to be happy too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for real. You know, cause some, you know, I know a lot about it, but you know, man, I wish I could talk like I want to right now, but I can't. Cause I'm around for more people, you know. So.
You know, we're Sin City Radio, man. It's always a party.
Okay. Hey, I'm gonna call you right back. I'm gonna call you back.
All right.
Just call his number. All right, bro. All right. And love you, dog.
All right, man. Nothing but love, baby.
All right, okay.
All right, peace. He say, eat it up. Chew it.
Chew it up.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
They chew
that's
it.
That's what I mean. It's like I want to feel your gums, but not your teeth. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I want to hear the pressure from your gums on it.
Like, let me know you down there. Don't be pecking around with it. You know what I'm saying? Just a lick here and a lick there. No, that's not going to get it, cuz. That's not going to get it.
All right, y'all, do I dare do this? Do I dare make this call, y'all?
Oh, my God.
One of my baby mamas. Do I dare do it?
That depends.
I mean, shit, I know how to hit the mute button.
Oh, my God.
Fuck it. It's all in the love of the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Here we go. On to the abyss. This might get ugly, y'all. Things I do for my people. Oh, boy. Now, this is going to be bad. This is going to be real bad, but.
That's entertainment, folks.
Right.
About who?
Sex. You know how we got our kids.
What about sex?
Alright. We said that everybody got techniques. So I was trying to see, do you have a certain technique? Don't lie. You know I know the truth.
Do I have a certain technique?
Yeah, when it comes to oral sex.
When it comes to oral sex?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be putting me on no damn rail talking about some oral sex.
I'm just asking the question. First you just said, what was the question? Now I asked you the question. It's all in good fun. Come on, be a sport.
I don't think I have a certain technique. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you did.
What's my technique?
It's been that long?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, if you don't know it, I ain't telling you.
Let me hear what you got to say, since you know me.
You might have changed your technique up.
Was I good or bad?
You was pretty good. I give you that.
Okay. Oh, I think I'm good, though. I don't know. I like twirling my tongue around it. I don't know. Don't be putting me on blast like this. This is so embarrassing.
What?
Don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. You never twirled. You never gave me no twirl.
I know. I didn't get. Boy, come on now.
Not a bitch.
And you
opened that can. We was young then. I was just learning then.
I should say so.
Yeah.
We got no damn twirl.
Well, sorry you missed out.
Ain't that a bitch? All right, go back to sleep. You sound like you were asleep.
Yes, thank you.
Alright, good day.
Bye.
I never got no damn twirl. What the hell?
Wow.
Right, I know. Guess I ain't gonna tell her to kiss the kids, huh? Y'all are acting like y'all just in shock. Like, I can't believe he's doing this. Come on, y'all. Come on, talk to me. What? All right, well, fuck it. I'm finna go to the man laws.
You know what?
Oh, Lord.
Man law 22.
You need some damn help.
I'm just saying, I'm just trying to have a little fun tonight, that's all.
Is it that you need some oral sex with all this conversation?
It would be quite stimulating. I wouldn't lie to you. But I'm just saying, I'm just trying to have a little fun. That's all. I'm just trying to see, you know what? What's today? Nah, I'm not going to get him. He's probably in the bed. Oh, hold up. I got somebody. I got another fella. Y'all bear with me for a second. Indigo, you still here?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Well, she like, these motherfuckers actually come. Come on now, how many people in the history done called their baby mama and asked them they got an oral sex? And then the motherfucker going to say something different.
You're mad about it. That's on you.
Hey,
you open that can of worms.
Hey, ain't never. I do a little swirl. You never did no swirl with me. All I got was hollow mouth. That about to be it.
You said you didn't like that, so why you tell her she was all right? Why you tell her she was good if that's not something you like?
I could just sit there and say, you know, it would have been right. okay, yeah, I'm joking.
She'd be like, dude, I'm a liar.
He probably think it's a bill collector for real.
Hello.
Big dog, what's up?
Who is this?
God damn, motherfucker, I just dropped you off. You gonna talk about who is this?
Nigga, it's a New York number.
Okay, I'm on my radio show, dog.
Oh, I was about to say, man, who's calling me from New York?
All right.
What's happening?
What's up, ladies? This my boy, Keith. Keith, say hi to the ladies.
What's going down?
Hello.
Hi.
All right, check it out, dog. They've been asking me all night about techniques. They want to know, do you got a certain special technique when it comes to oral sex?
Man, you really going to put me on the spot like that, dog?
I'm just...
Don't be shy.
Oh, my God, nigga, you crazy.
I'm trying to get ratings.
Oh, my God.
Boy, you wild for this one, boy. I don't know, dog.
Well, do you like the pussy, or are you just doing it for your mom?
I think she asked you a question, Keith.
I ain't hear the question.
Well, do you like eating pussy, or you just do it just because?
Wow. This is what y'all talking about, huh? y'all wake a nigga up from sleep and ask a question like that, boy. What is going on?
Well,
wow.
I was going to call Ron. Do he work tomorrow?
Nah, he out.
Oh, okay. Well, he's the next person I'm calling.
Yeah. Go ahead and talk to Ron, man. Y'all calling me for a loop. I'll be prepared next time, man.
Oh, man. Come on, man. You can't leave the ladies hanging like that, man.
Man, that is some crazy stuff there. Man, I only do it to my woman. That's it. I don't just be doing random.
But do you like doing it? That's the question.
I like to please my woman.
So that's a no.
No, that's not enough.
So you do give your all when you're doing it. You don't just go down there and do a little peck and come back up.
No, I don't do no pecking.
that's a boy. I look all around
I know you got to hit it in the morning, so, I mean, yeah. You going back to bed or what, man?
Yeah, I'm going back to bed, man. I'm going to call you tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I'll think so. All right, bro. We'll holler at you. Peace.
All right.
All right.
You have reached the voicemail box of 817-667-8505.
Man, I want to really get him. Why everybody act so surprised? Like, oh my God, I can't believe this question's being asked.
You know how people feel like those are things that you're not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, why not?
Hey,
because who knows? Like his pride.
I think it was a valid question.
You are a mess. That's what you are.
Well, you know, I'm going to get a lot of phone calls tomorrow.
So, you haven't talked about you and what you do.
Nobody asked me.
Well, what do you do? What do you do?
What's your technique?
I got the swirl. I do the swirl.
You do a swirl to what you a lucker? I mean a licker? A sucker? A painter? What you do?
I'm going to tell you like this. You ever seen somebody lick an ice cream cone? How their tongue just spreads all the way out?
Mm-hmm.
That's my paintbrush technique. I call that the paintbrush technique.
Oh, so you're a painter.
I can be.
So do you like doing it though, or do you just do it just to please your girl?
Like I say, it all depends on the mood. You got to catch that right mood. I mean, my whole thing is if you ask me, then, I mean, I ain't going to say, I'm pretty much like my boy Keith saying, you my girl, you going to get that. You know, I'm going to do it right. But, I mean, you going to get it even better if I'm just like, okay, well, let me just do it myself.
I feel the same way. Like, I give much better oral sex when I choose to do it versus when you, like, won't you go ahead? You know what I mean? It feels more.
Way low. Way low? He hung up just as fast as he called.
So I need to ask a question. How often do you expect your girl to suck your dick?
How many times do I see her out the week?
How many what? I didn't hear that.
I said, how many times do I see her out the week?
So every time you see her, that's what you expect her to do it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh. So say she didn't. How long would it do go?
You said what?
I said if she didn't do it every time you all saw each other, how long would you go without saying something to her?
Probably that day.
Oh, wow.
That's smart. I'll be like, now you know I let you get away, right?
Oh, wow. All right, I got a question. Go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say that ain't right.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I probably already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway because everybody might not feel the same. But if you want to fuck, right, and I don't feel like being penetrated, and I say, okay, I'll suck it, is that a good trade-off, or are you like, shit, I want some pussy?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to ask, you're going to have to let me know why you don't want to be penetrated.
I just don't feel like it. I don't feel like putting that pressure on my hips. I don't feel like spreading my legs. Do you know? You don't know.
You're on your period?
Like. No.
Hold on, man. Wait, no, you with me?
What up?
What's up, dog?
Shit, man, I didn't think I was going to get in.
Hey, I just told him you was coming in from out of town, so we didn't know what. I wasn't sure if you was going to make it.
Yeah, I just got in about half an hour ago.
No,
I'm talking about I called like 3 times and they wouldn't let me on the show.
Man, I don't know. I had no idea what's going on, man. I'm going to have to get on them people about what the fuck going on. Folks want their money, but they don't want to. They fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, check it out, Waylo. Okay. We well, you know what? I hold on, Waylo, 1 second. I'm gonna bring you up to speed in a second. But back to you, Liquor Store. What you mean your hips hurt?
I didn't say that they hurt. I said I don't feel like. Okay, look, you are not the one that's holding your legs up in the air.
Yes, I am. I am the one holding your legs up in there.
That's not. You know full well what I meant.
I'm just, hey, if you need the rest, just lay them right there.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't feel like getting fucked today. But I fuck you also. That's not gonna work for you?
It might that particular day, but don't make it no habit.
Okay.
Oh, Willa, what you think?
Shit, I don't even know what the hell is going on right now. It sounds like she said her hips hurt. She don't want her legs and some shit. She don't want to fuck. She just want to get some head.
Yeah, she's saying you want to you come in. You know you ready to hit it, and she like, well, I don't feel like it, but I give you some head. I mean, do you take it? Is that cool with you?
It is cool with me.
All the time?
I've been out of town for... No, not all the time.
I didn't say all the time either. I'm just saying. Tonight.
I said that it might work one particular night, but you can't keep... You know what, y'all? Before we even go any further, I got a guy. I want to see if he's going to ask the phone. Hey, y'all take in mind, he's 65 years old. So, I don't know, this. He might be asleep. Probably going to be like, boy, what the fuck you want? All right, y'all. Let me see if he's going to ask his phone. Everybody think this is Bill. Like, everybody down to the phone like that. Hello. Oh, jeez, I want to answer. All right, y'all, go ahead. He don't want to answer. I'm pretty sure he would have some good shit to say, too.
So, Waylo.
What up?
Do you like eating pussy, or do you just do it because the woman that you with likes it?
No, I like eating pussy.
You actually like eating pussy.
Mm-hmm. I told y'all, this motherfucker here, this is GQ Spoof. He ain't going to say shit wrong. This motherfucker's not going to say nothing wrong. Well, no, I had a conversation about you today, man. I got to tell you, I still want to know what rhinoceros piss you was drinking.
Man, that's not no rhinoceros piss. God damn it.
I mean, because I even tried it. I tried to keep going, and I just ran out of gas. He take it. Shit. I'm ready to go to bed. I just stretched out there, babe.
Take your vitamins. Your man vitamins.
Oh yeah, they call Viagra.
No, hell no. Taking no goddamn Viagra. If I took some damn Viagra, I'd be in trouble.
This motherfucker sound like Hulk Hogan. Next you gonna tell me to say my prayers, right?
Nah. You just take your motherfucking vitamins and fucking this called ginseng root with honey in it.
Where is this located? Because I am determined. I'm finna become a myth buster on you. I'm determined. You either gonna show me the right way or this gonna be a myth buster.
Shit, this is something for different folks. I know it.
No,
works
don't
for me.
Tell me that shit. Don't tell okay. Get me all amped up thinking I'm gonna go.
You not me though.
Oh nah, here we go. Here we go. If it works
you
for you, it should work for me.
And you know what?
Ain't nothing wrong with
me. My homeboy came over and he was like, "Hey man, let me get a beer." I was like, "You know where the fuck they at? Go get your own goddamn beer." So he went. He was like, "Hey man, what the hell is this shit?" I was like, "Shit, what you doing today? Just lit. About to go get some pussy." He was like, "I was like, all right, well, drink this, go get your pussy, and call me in the morning." And that motherfucker was like, "Hey, where you buy that shit at?"
All right, and I'm asking,
oh,
once again, so where is this located?
I get it from the, nah, it's not no kind of, it's all natural, it comes out the ground. It's a ginseng root, yeah, it's herb, just like weed.
Mm-hmm. Not just like weed don't make me fuck for 2 days, wait a minute.
Let's see, maybe because you're burning it.
It's a little Korean chick at the flea market.
The one on Cleveland?
Yep.
Oh. All right, so my next trip to Gary, I'm calling you. We going up there.
All right, we going up there.
Now, how much is this shit by the case? Because I'm not coming for a bottle.
Nah, it's $12 for a case. It's only like 2, 4, 6, 8. 10, 12 bottles, and
that's
something like that.
All right, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm either finna be Superman.
Who gets the trial run? How we gonna know it works?
I mean, shit. Hell, 12 bottles, shit. Everybody can turn.
How about you?
Yeah, I tell you this. I've been out of town for 3 weeks, and I'm in need of some flash, man. God damn it. I ain't even going to take none of that shit. So,
you ain't got your dick sucked in a while.
I ain't got my dick sucked. I ain't had no pussy in 3 weeks.
You know, all they done hollered up to him was Bukkake. Oh man, they just circled his bed like some damn Indians. They're circling my fucking wagons. Bukkake.
Really? 3 weeks, that's a long time.
That is a long time. And I tell you what, have mercy on whoever's soul I catch, goddamn it.
All right, now that's what got you in trouble with that one chick scraping that shit all on your door.
Oh, my
God. You know what? It'll be worth it this time, goddammit. I need to bust, period, point blank.
All right, hey, have anybody been on the site lately?
Yep.
How y'all like the new backdrop?
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
I figured it was more natural. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I didn't want to get sued by Jessica Alba.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit blow up, that bitch going to be trying to sue me.
Right. Mm-mm.
So,
you
talk to the person whose picture that is?
Yeah. She gave me clear. She told me I could do it. Okay. Shout out to Alicia.
Yes, yes. Hmm. Matter as much as you just do it because you enjoy doing it.
Well, when I'm eating pussy, if she is
into it, hips moving, feel a stomach going up and down like that, and, you know, legs shaking a little bit, I get into it. What I like to call indulge in the pussy.
Mm-hmm. Indulge.
Boy, that's one sweet motherfucker, boy. That sugar is one sweet motherfucker. I tell you.
What'd you say? Sugar, you sweet, pretty motherfucker.
Yeah, sugar, you sweet motherfucker.
Waylo, okay. Are you a painter? Waylo, are you a painter, a sucker, a licker?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm. And that's my thing. Have you ever met somebody... I'm sorry, but hey, have you ever met somebody just did one thing? I mean, you got to go through all different motions. You can't just be the painter all day, or you can't be the poker or the sucker. You got to do all. You got to do a little bit of all of it.
To do the alphabet.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What did you just say, Waylo?
He did.
Do the alphabet.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew it was a reason I like Waylo.
Oh,
Waylo, how long ago was you taught that?
Shit, I learned that from my bisexual chick when I first got my tongue pierced.
See, well, he learned from a bisexual chick. My uncle told me when I was there, hey, if you got to eat the pussy, do the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
By Z, by the
name,
get Z. By the time you get to Z, where they at? Bow, bow. Oh, Lord. By the time you get to Z, you never can. Man, look, y'all, see, y'all done learned today.
Thank you for the
I knew I liked Waylo for a reason. He on that same shit I'm on. See, they ain't believe me, Waylo, when I said the alphabet shit.
Yeah, the alphabet. You wouldn't know because you don't know what the hell going on. You know it's that nigga tongue moving in all the kinds of different directions.
I told him about that.
Hooked on phonics, goddammit.
Hey, Waylo, but I told him I used to have a problem when I got to elemental P.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Now, how does alphabet really work? I've been saying elemental P since I was motherfucking five. Don't act like I was the only one to say elemental P.
I don't know
you
that.
Motherfucker said it. You motherfucker said it too. All right, y'all. Well, I guess I'm coming down.
I used to get my ass whooped for that.
You said what, Dad?
I used to get my ass whooped for doing that.
That, me too. That's why I finally learned the motherfucking alphabet for real. Cause I remember, you know, and I said it so proudly, like shit.
Real?
Like, hey, I got up in front of everybody, and I was like, elemental P. They was like, what you say? I'm like, elemental P. That ain't the alphabet. Shit, I got mad. What the fuck you mean it ain't the alphabet? Yes, it is. Pow, pow. No, it ain't. I'm like, oh, shit, I guess it's not. But, like I said, y'all, we're going to end the show a little early tonight. We ain't going to overtake them because we have been going a little long. But you know what? Fuck it. I mean, shit.
What's the worst you going to do? Cut the show
right,
off?
I'll say, you know what? I mean, I'll think about it. Fuck it. Nah, Liquor Store just called back, but I guess they hung up. I guess they said, nah, motherfucker, you're not getting back in.
No.
Call on freeway.
Yes, close.
Oh, yeah. I think I can call. Oh, there she goes.
Yeah.
Oh, you just made the drop, too, boy. They going to cut you off. I wonder, can I still call people? Don't nobody got nobody to call. Y'all ain't no fun. I've been calling motherfuckers all show, Wayla. Motherfuckers is actually like, they just keep dropping, huh? They like, fuck. No, you know what? That's the deacon hanging up. I said, get off the phone.
Oh, wow.
The Lord don't want you talking that type of smut.
Hey, when you coming back down there?
You said what now?
I said, when you coming back down there? Well, up to.
Shit.
Where you at now?
Yeah, I'm in that now.
When you coming up to?
I don't know, man. It should be sometime soon, though. Ah, man, they ain't going to let me call nobody else. Damn it. Damn you, man. Damn you.
You
say what?
All the time, Tony went and dressed off. He was like, oh, God, damn.
Right. Motherfucker, what they just started talking about?
Shit.
Yeah, more than likely. But shit, hey, Waylo, man, you need to link up, man. Like I say, we need to link up, try to get something done, man. You still trying to
do that
one little project?
Yeah, yeah. And I got some more shit shaker, too. It's just, I'm about to, I just got a call from the steel mill for my second interview. So hopefully I get that motherfucker pretty soon. And if I get that motherfucker, there's no holds bars then, so... Yeah, we about to set it off. I'm going to have to chop it up. What you doing tomorrow?
I ain't got no plans. What's happening?
Shit, why don't you give me a call around about noonish or something?
I bet. That's what's up.
I can give you the rundown of what's going on because we about to include Sin City and the shit that we going on because me and my partner, we've been talking about the shit and I told him what was going on, you know, with you and shit in Sin City. And we can fucking... throw a collab with the fucking music and all that other shit. I'm back on the music shit, so I'm with a different crew again. With another crew.
Okay. Okay, so.
Told you motherfuckers gonna pick me up pretty quick.
Goodbye to Who's Your Boy? Hello to.
Presidential Music Group.
Right, there you go. Hello to the Presidential Music Group.
Yeah.
That's what's up, nigga. So, shit, like I say. You know what we gonna do, man? We gonna network and politic our way through this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Indigo, I gotta get
money, Lakers.
Oh, for sure. Indigo, I gotta admit, you was a good sport tonight. You was the only one that stuck in there. After everybody we called you, we even called men and women. She the only one that called, just stuck in. You was a good sport tonight. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
She's still in awe, like, God damn, these motherfuckers called me. I was in the bed. This motherfucker called and asked me, how do I suck dick?
Only in Sin City.
Damn,
I miss how you suck dick.
Yeah, you missed it.
Damn it.
He's like, wait a minute now, hold on. God damn. Hey, and you, Indigo, you know you was wrong because you know he was trying to hint and you like, yeah, you know. Like, shit, repeat.
Right now.
Hey, Eddie, he had that quiet, like, what the fuck? Like, you ain't going to repeat it?
I'm very, 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 very sexually frustrated right now, so.
Mm-mm.
I think when this shit come out, it's going to hit the ceiling, goddammit.
I'm sure LaFonda will always be ready for you.
Oh, yeah.
No. Next.
Well, I mean, come on, dog.
Next.
Oh, my
it wasn't enjoyable.
I'm saying all right now, I'm looking for some more kind of shit. I'm talking about, like, I need to put in some work, goddammit.
So, all right, man, check this out. She ain't on it. She ain't on here. I mean, how was it? I mean, I didn't hear the show. I didn't hear the show about you, her, and you and her. What was it? I mean, was it worth it?
But
it's
cool.
I mean, all right, the question I'm asking is she a bigger freak? Is she talking about or she that?
No,
that
no, no, I ain't see all that. It wasn't
the
all that.
The truth was that you were
so you ain't see all of the freaky shit and all that shit that she talking about.
No. Mm-mm.
And we not recording no more anyway, so right?
No, we ain't recording no more.
Yeah, so you can tell us.
I give her a 4.
Oh.
Out of 10?
Oh.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bold and she's ugly. That's bold and she's ugly.
Oh, my God.
Oh. God damn, she didn't get 50%. Got 40.
Mm-hmm.
What about the head gang? Was the head gang, what you rate the head gang?
She bragged about her head gang too. That's what made it bad.
Right. And that's all she kept saying is the head gang was this, that, and the other. One of the 10.
4.5.
4.5.
Oh.
Ooh. She down there was using teeth.
Well, she wasn't using teeth, but it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Hollow mouth.
A little bit.
Nah, nope. I can't stand a hollow mouth, motherfucker.
No tongue, no repetition. Squeeze, grab that motherfucker at the bottom. Make it fat at the top and suck that bitch.
Wow.
That's what I'm looking for. Gag on it a couple of times, you know, something.
I mean, I could go down deep, but I don't gag. Does that count?
I mean, even if you don't gag, I mean, sure, try to get as much as you can in the morning. Let me give you an A for effort.
Right. Let me know you tried it.
Yeah.
I can go all the way down. I just don't gag.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
That's fine. That's great.
Yeah. At least if I hear that, oh. Oh, yeah, but go ahead. At least she tried.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you just go past the head. Come on now. That ain't right. That ain't fair. That ain't fair to us.
Mm-mm. Listen, I'm going to grab the back of your head and try to push you all the way as far
right.
as I can.
I'm wrestling with you. You push it up, I'm pushing back.
Yeah.
It's just my head shaking, your head shaking. It's just a struggle going down.
And another thing I don't like is when you grab my shit in the middle, and then you just fucking when you grab it in the middle.
Nah, and you just suck. Mm-hmm. I mean, you suck on the head a little bit sometimes, but you don't.
I mean, I'm for that, but I mean not the whole motherfucking duration.
Oh yeah, you don't keep doing that though.
The whole time you just got the middle like you want. You won't let the rest of it go so it can get back there. You just holding it back, holding the middle so you won't get all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
See, now I'm going to slap your hands. Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
I don't even remember if I bust off my head. That's my pet peeve. If I can't bust off your head, then I ain't going to give you no good score.
All right, man. Like I say, when I be down there, when I come down there, you got to take me to the sleep market. Because I've yet, and I mean, I think I'm a motherfucker. I think I'm a bad motherfucker. But I've yet to go 3 hours bus three times in 3 hours and never go down. I've yet to do that.
What? I don't know.
I've yet to do it, man. I'm not gonna even lie to you. I'll be sitting here lying to you and say if I did. Oh, Waylo, you should have been on earlier. I called my baby mama. I asked what was her technique. This bitch gonna say, "Oh, I do it something with my tongue." Bitch, you ain't never do that to me. That's why we ain't together now. Lying ass. Well, I'm gonna have a hell of a bunch of phone calls. I'm getting text messages already. You punk motherfucker. Keep the call like you a dirty motherfucker. Pinky to call me all kind of punks. I can't believe you put me out there like that. Oh, well, y'all, I guess we're going to end it. All right. End the goal. You got any last words for us?
Great show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you kindly. Waylo, what you got for us, man?
Missed y'all yesterday. I'm back in town. Talk to y'all next week. And I still like to hear about that hair indigo.
Yeah, okay, Waylo.
Everybody enjoyed it tonight. I'll let y'all next week.
What's up, Janine, baby? What you got for me?
Oh, it was a good show. And, yeah, you are going to get a lot of calls.
I'm getting them now. I'm getting so many fucking text messages. These motherfuckers is cussing me out.
And I don't know what happened with liquor store, but something going on. She didn't put shit, fuck, hell, damn it all to hell. I hope you ain't beating up over there. And now she gone off the computer, too. Shut everything down, the phone, the computer.
I said to hell with this, and I mean to hell.
Throwing blessed oil all on them.
Yeah, right. Blessed oil all
over. I'm about to tell her when she calls. But see you next week. I will be on here.
Okay. That's what's up, y'all. Like I said, SinCityRadio.name.com. Look here, y'all. We trying to get that Facebook status. So, hey, let's keep promoting. Let's keep doing it. Tell a friend. Shit, we're going to get this motherfucker on and cracking. We're going to be the next big thing. All right, y'all, the next week.